We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, Davi Ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yachem, Ben Benichos Aliyah, wearing Ksuvos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Base. Our Mishnah is going to continue the discussion of the Zechuyos, the privileges of a father in his daughter, before she becomes a bogeres, and it's coming to teach us that a father is zoche in her ksuba if she becomes migureshes, divorced, or an almana from erison. Now, typically, you only write a ksuba when at the time of nisuin. Our Mishnah is discussing a case where the orus, the man who was mekadesh the woman, wrote a ksuba the time from the time of erison. Says the Mishnah, Hamaare says bito, you have a father who is ma'ares mekadesh's daughter when she's a nara or a ktana, which he has the right to do when she's, as long as she's not a bogeris yet, and the gerisha and the arus, it was only erison, was megarisher, and the same thing would be true, by the way, if he passed away and now she's an almana or erisa, or let's say the father, so now the Mishnah says, and what happened after this? Erisa, the father now, she's still an ara, still a tana, he is mekadesh her to someone else, Vinis Armala, and she becomes an almana from this second orus. And the same thing would be true, by the way, if she becomes a megureshes. So Mishnah's case happens to be where the father's mekadesh's daughter, and then she's divorced. He's mekadesh her from this guy. He's mekadesh her again, and then she becomes an almana from the second person. Ksuvas, but the same thing would be true if she became an almana twice, or she'd be a megureshes twice. But the Mishnah gives you a cap is to give us a case where she's megureshes first and an almana second. The halacha is ksuva sa, the kesef ksuva from these two cases of erison, where obviously the aris wrote a ksuva at this time, even though there wasn't nisuin, he wrote a ksuva. The ksuva in both of these cases, shelo, belonged to the father. Why? Because she's still within his jurisdiction. She's not yet a bogeres. She's still a ktana or a nara, and therefore the ksuva belongs to him. He see, but let's say he married her off, she had nisuin, vigerisha, but then she became a mugureshes. He see, the father married her off again, vinis armala, she becomes a widow from the second husband, ksuva sashela. The ksuva belongs to her. In fact, its truth is, even the first ksuva, the ksuva of the first baal, belongs to her, because it was written, at the time, why is that? Why is that hers? After all, she's still a nara or a ktana. So the answer is because once she has nisuin, the father's rishus, his jurisdiction, his authority over her, is released. She's that what we've called in the past a yisoma b'chaye ha'af. She's on her own, and therefore the ksuva belongs to her from both of these marriages. Rabbi Yehuda Omer harishona shalaf. He says, the first one, I disagree. The first ksuva that was written before the nisuin while she was still in her father's rishus belongs to the father. Because Rabbi Yehuda says we follow the writing of the ksuva. Since the writing of the ksuva was written before erison, before she went entered the chuppah, and therefore she was still in the jurisdiction of the father, the fact that now she is divorced from that marriage, from that chuppah, from that nisuin, doesn't matter. Since the ksuva was written at a time where she was in the rishus of the father, and that goes to the father. Obviously, the second ksuva, after the husband passed away there, that goes to her. Because at the moment she was married off to him, she was already out of the jurisdiction of the father. Amulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, mishi siya ein la via rishus ba. We don't follow the writing of the ksuva, we follow when the ksuva is collected. And at the time it's going to be collected, she's already left the rishus of the father. She already had nisuin. And once she has nisuin, the father has no rishus over her. And therefore, if she becomes umugureshes or an almana from the nisuin, the ksuva belongs to her even after from the first marriage. And we follow the Chachamim's opinion. Now, why did the Mishnah have to give us a case where from the first husband she was divorced and from the second husband she was widowed? Why could the Mishnah just give me a simple case? She was widowed from both husbands, and we want to know what's the halacha going forward. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because it didn't mention almana twice, because it didn't want to mention a derech peronus, something that literally is a punishment that looks terrible. And the fact that she lost both husbands, so that we don't want to do. And not only that, agav orcha, parenthetically, the Mishnah teaches us something, and that is that this stam Mishnah follows Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's opinion. opinion. Because the Gemara in the Brice in Yevamos Daf Samach Talad Mebeis as a machlokes Tanoim when Chazaka kicks in. So is the Chazaka on the third time, no, or after three times on the fourth time? The Mishnah is coming to teach us by not giving us a case of two almanos would have created a derech poranos. Why would that create a derech poranos? Because that would put the woman in a situation where she could not marry someone after that, because she would have the status of a katlanis, something we learn maybe from Yehuda's two sons, where Er died and Onan died, and Yehuda didn't want Tamar to marry Shelah, because that's on the third time, she's already has the status of Isha katlanis. That's Rebbe's opinion. So that's why the Mishnah is teaching us by giving us a case of Ger Shah and Nis Armala, as opposed to two cases of Amona, which would be considered a case of Paranus. Why would that be considered a case of Paranus? Because after two times already, like Rebbe holds, she would not be able to marry someone on the third time, because Chazaka is on the third, not on the fourth. Perek Dalin, Mishnah Gimel. Parshas Motzi Shemra. The Torah says in Parshas Kiseitze, that if you have a husband who claims his wife is not a besula and lamatzas lebitzcha besulim, and we find out that she really was a besula, so he was motzi shemra, said something negative about her, so the halacha is, and the Torah says, he has to pay, and it gets malchus, and has to pay 100 shekel, 100 sela. V'onshu oso mea kesef v'nasenu la'avihana ra ki otzi shemra al besulas Yisrael. So that's what he has to do, but vim emes hayah hadavar, what does it mean? But let's say it's true. Let's say Adim came and are made, they testified that she was Mizana after Erisin. So the Torah says, well, now she's punished. V'hotziu es hanarel pesach besavia. She's taken out to the doorway of her father's house. Uskalua an she'ira ba'avonim v'mesa. She gets skila there. Ki asasan nevala b'Yisrael liznos besavia. So Mishnah's coming to teach us that halacha of motzi shema and the halacha of giving skila to the nara ma'orasa who is mizana only applies to besulas Yisrael, as the Torah says, but not a giores, that's what it means, besulas Yisrael, but not a giores, even if she has the chazaka of a besula. Of course, it says nivala bi Yisrael, says the Mishnah. Ha giores and his gaira bita ima. You have a case of a giores, a woman converted, and the daughter converted along with her. And this, by the way, would be true even if the daughter converted along with her when the daughter was less than 3 and 1 day. And therefore, the daughter has the cheskas besula. Vizinsa, and now this daughter, when she was a nara morasa, she was married, had erusin, and she was between 12 and 12 and a half. She was mezane harezo bechenek. She gets chenek, not skila. Because skila is only written in the context of a nara ma'arasa, who is a bas Yisrael. Because it says, ki asasa nivala bi Yisrael. Not only that, is she getting chenek and not skila, this giores, but, who is mezana, but ein la lo pesach beis ha'av v'lo mea sela. Meaning you don't have to take her out to give her this chenek in the pesach beis aviha, like the classic nara ma'arasa, nor is there mea sela, which is the mea kes, of the mea shekel that the husband would have to pay if indeed he was the one lying and he was motzi shemra, because that also the mea sela only applies to besulas Yisrael. So her punishment of skila only applies, and pesach besavi only applies if she's a Yisrael, not a giores. And the mea sela, if he was lying, only applies as well if she's a Yisrael. Haisa horasa shelo b'kdusha v'leidasa b'kdusha. Let's say the mother converted, but she converted while she was pregnant with this child. So this child was born, this daughter was born as a full-fledged Jew. Harezo biskila. Then, if she's mezane when she's an arma or asa, she's going to get skila. What does it say in the pasuk? Uskalua anshe ira ba'avanim v'mesa. And the chachamim darshin, why does the pasuk say v'mesa? Obviously, if you give her skila, she dies. V'mesa comes to teach us our Mishnah's case where horasa shelo b'kdusha, where she was, this woman, the mother, was not yet a gioris, but she converted when she was pregnant, v'leidasa b'kdusha. So therefore, this child was born as a Yisraelis, and therefore, says the Mishnah, she's going to get skila. However, the only thing she's included for is Misa, but not everything else. And therefore, the Mishnah says, although she's getting Skila, this case of Harasa Shelo Bekdusha V'leidasa Bekdusha, but Ein La Pesach Beis Ha'av V'lo Me'asela. There's no din of Pesach Beis Ha'av giving her the Skila in the house, by the Pesach of the father. So that you do not have to do, even though you're giving skila, and velomea sela. And there's no 100 sela either, because this is not the classic bisulas Yisrael. Vamesa only comes to include the skila itself. Haisa horasa vile dasa bikdusha. But let's say the mother had converted, and then she conceived. So here, even becoming pregnant, she was already a Jew. Harehi kibas Yisrael. Then the daughter that's born, if he's mezana, she's mezana, or all these rules, if there's motzi shema, so then harehi kibas Yisrael l'chol davar, and therefore yesh la'av. And therefore what? And therefore, it's going to be 100 selah, and malchus, whatever, if he's motzi shema, and there's going to be skila and pesach beis av. Says the Let's say I have a case where the girl has a father, but he doesn't have a house. The father does have a house, but he passed away. So therefore, I can't fulfill votziu osel pesach beis avia. That doesn't mean we don't give her skila. Nonetheless, harezu beskila. If she's mizana while she's an aram arusha, she gets skila. Lo nemar pesach beis avia elo lemitzvah. The Torah is telling us you have to give a skila by pesach beis avia. That is a mitzvah lechatchila to do so. But it's not ma'akev if you can't fulfill that mitzvah. It's not ma'akev the skila, and you give skila anyway.